Now we have our second feature, written by Chris Hill and read by Sarah Lusher. The Rotary Club's polio campaign has planted 2,000 crocus culms to help eradicate the disease.
Thousands of purple crocuses have been planted at a research station just outside Norwich, symbolising the city's vital role in the global effort to eradicate polio. The vividly coloured flower is the emblem of Rotary's worldwide campaign to finally rid the world of the highly infectious virus, which causes crippling disease, especially in young children. Around 2,000 crocus culms supplied by the Rotary Club of Norwich have been planted at the Dorothea de Winton Field Station at Warborough, an experimental farm hosting cutting-edge plant research and crop trials. The site is operated by the John Innes Centre, based on the Norwich Research Park, which is also part of an international collaboration funded by the WHO, the World Health Organization, to lead the fight against polio. JIC group leader Professor George Lomonosov is a key member of this consortium, pioneering next-generation vaccines which do not contain any live infectious material, with the potential to safely vaccinate people in isolated areas and war zones, preventing the virus spreading beyond its remaining few hotspots. We are very close to eradicating polio in the sense that there are very few cases of the virus worldwide, he said. But if we can have a non-live vaccine to finally get rid of the disease completely, then we can eliminate the need to vaccinate. It has been very exciting. It is a real consortium effort, and it has been wonderful to contribute. Professor Lomonosov, who joined the Rotary Club himself after giving a talk about his work on polio vaccines last year, was part of the team planting crocuses at Warborough in the week in the build-up to World Polio Day. Following the success of mass vaccination campaigns in the mid-20th century, the wild virus is now endemic only in isolated pockets of Afghanistan and Pakistan. But in recent years, outbreaks have tended to develop in disaster-struck or war zones, such as in Syria in 2012 and more recently in Gaza. Rotary Club of Norwich President Anna Cottrell said the increase in polio cases when vaccination programmes are disrupted highlights the need to keep vaccinating and keep vigilant to achieve the goal of total eradication. The purple crocus was chosen to symbolise the campaign because when a child is immunised in some areas, they are given a purple ink mark on their finger to show they have received the vaccination. To raise further funds and awareness for the polio campaign, Rotary Club of Norwich is holding a literary lunch with award-winning author Ian Collins as guest speaker at the George Hotel on Arlington Lane off Newmarket Road on the 20th of November.
Thank you, Sarah.